Thank you, President. We fundamentally disagree with the methodology and content of the latest report. We'd remind you that OHCHR is meant to report overall on numerous human rights violations in Ukraine and not just obsess over one subject. We categorically reject the reference in the document of Crimea and new Russian regions. Dear colleagues from OHCHR, if you're so desperate to talk about Russia, then you should write about the daily shelling of Donetsk and Belgorod, of atrocities committed by Ukrainian thugs in Kursk, terrorist acts on homes in various Russian regions. However, OHCHR prefers not to do this, hypocritically whitewashing the crimes, Kiev's crimes. The OHCHR clearly doesn't want to speak about the blatant discrimination against Russian and Russian speakers in Ukraine, the harsh censorship, elimination of dissenters, extrajudicial executions, arbitrary detention, torture, usurpation of power by Zelensky. The OHCHR has not responded to the crimes committed by Ukrainians against peaceful civilians in the Russian cities in the Donbass, Kursk, Belgorod, and other oblasts of our country. There's been no reaction from the High Commissioner to repeated cases of killing of Russian journalists at the hands of Ukrainian militants. All this once again clearly shows the selective nature and bias of the UN's pseudo-human rights defender in chief. Thank you.